This morning, we're going to be talking about a new study regarding Alzheimer's research is going to focus on African Americans, taking place right here in Philadelphia. The A4 study. We've got Stephanie Monroe, the director of African Americans Against Alzheimer's, and Dr. Risa Sperling, known for her Alzheimer's research, and she's from Harvard University. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about this. Alzheimer's affects my family because my mother, you know, has Alzheimer's, and I just made it a point when she was diagnosed to really learn as much as I can. And there is a surprising number of people that we know who have it. They don't realize it. A lot of people don't want to admit that that's happening to their parent or loved one. Let's put it like that. Why do you think it happens more with African Americans?
Well, we believe that African Americans may be more affected partly because of other risk factors like diabetes and heart disease, high blood pressure. But part of the goal of the A4 study is really to better understand why, because I don't think we have enough research. And the A4 study is really trying to help the brain remove these amyloid plaques that build up and we think are so important in Alzheimer's disease, but we really don't have information about African Americans and whether the amyloid plaques are contributing, and importantly, whether medications like this will be able to be very helpful in preventing memory loss in the future.
Do you think with having people knowing the risk, when you think of diabetes, when you think of high blood pressure, which is very common in the African-American community, because a lot of people don't like to admit that their loved one may be in the stages or throes of Alzheimer's?
It's really challenging. And I'm so sorry that your mom is going through that. My dad is also going through it, and it's difficult. And as you said, so many people have it, and we just don't admit it. We also tend to accept memory changes as being a normal part of aging, and it's not. So unfortunately, what that means is that a lot of times we're not going to the doctor to express concern until way into the disease. And at that point, it's much more challenging. The medicines that can help with symptoms aren't always as effective when you really get into the throes of the disease. And so we are spreading the word, talking about this disease, sort of bringing it out of the shadows, encouraging people, you know, don't be stigmatized by these changes. We really need to address this as we do any other physical illness, because it is a physical illness. And there are some treatments available, but we need to do a lot more research to understand it, because these numbers are going to balloon as the baby boomers come of age. It's the fourth leading cause of death for older African Americans, actually more than diabetes as you get older. So it's really significant, especially in our community, and we need to address it head on.
Now, this local Alzheimer's study is going to be conducted by the University of Pennsylvania. Will you be using volunteers in the area?
We absolutely will be using volunteers in the area. They are actively recruiting for volunteers. We worked with the University of Pennsylvania. We brought a play into Philadelphia to help raise the awareness about Alzheimer's disease, to let people see what the disease looked like. But people should reach out to the University of Pennsylvania if they're interested in this study, or they can go to the website, which is A4study.org, to find out more information about it. We're looking for people between the ages of 65 and 85, again, who've just beginning to have some changes in their brain. They're not getting full symptoms of Alzheimer's disease yet. We'll be able to determine whether they're at a higher risk for Alzheimer's disease. So I really encourage people, think about volunteering for clinical trials as you do the right to vote. We've worked hard for the right to vote. We want to make sure that drugs are safe and effective. We don't want the largest clinical trial for any drug to be when it hits the market. That's really not what we're about. So we've got to all think about research and think about how we can make this sort of a normal practice as we do even voting.
Thank you so much. Stephanie Monroe is the director of African Americans Against Alzheimer's, and Dr. Risa Sperling, known for Alzheimer's research, Harvard University. Thank you so much, and thank you for sharing this important information.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.